One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Fred, picture this. It's Wednesday, just before we go into lockdown number two. I'm in the Ned. I'm just having some sashimi. All of a sudden, I look to the entrance of the door, and look who it is. It's Darren Goff. He's practicing his forward drive. And I just walk over to him and I say, mate, coffee, tomorrow it'll be lockdown. So it's all about more lash, 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 more lash. And Goffy just looks at me and goes, your chat is unbelievable. My whole family listen to your podcast. You are unbelievable. It's great to meet you in person. Listen, let you finish your sashimi. I say, Goffy, shh, 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 shh. Let's head to the bar. Forget the sashimi. Thursday, we're going to lockdown. It's all about more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, and me and Goffy just quaff back the champers, the bolly, the beers. We just get absolutely steamboated, and he's like, oh, listen, I tell you what we should do. We should go back to the TalkSport studios. I'm just going to just go on live with you because you've just got such good pitter-patter. And I'm like, okay, and we get on there, and I just open up to the whole of the UK, and they just hear, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, 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 more lash. And the whole nation listen to the lyrics, and they're in their homes with their families or on their own, and they just sing, yes, it's only 4 weeks, we must stand together. And all the lights in the houses come on, everyone goes out into the streets, and the whole of the UK starts singing, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. And everyone just comes together. People start following my Instagram. It goes, it blows up. It's unbelievable. And Goffy's like, you know, mate, you've cheered up the whole nation. And I say, I know. And he said, you should come and be a presenter on TalkSport. And I said, Goffy, I'm on a high basic salary. I do not need to go and work here. Thanks, but no thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 4 of season 3 of the Rugbiz podcast. As the sad, dark news looms over our shoulders, there's only one man who can really grab us and take us out of these humbly dark times.
I mean, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine anymore.
Arch, cheer up.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Arch, and she's gone on. And that's it. No more lash. No more lash for 4 weeks now.
Arch, come on, mate.
Do you play the harmonica?
I do, yeah.
Do you have one?
Somewhere,
mate,
maybe.
Mate, get your harmonica. Just really? this is key. This is helping me get over it. Ain't no sunshine anymore. No more lash to be had anymore. All I've got is CrossFit, yeah, but it's CrossFit at home, and it ain't the same when you're with the boys.
I think I'm in the wrong key, or you are. I can't quite work it out. Anyways, Arch.
I'm sad, mate. I'm sad.
Let's bring some
I was loving the outside lash.
Mate, a lot of people are here because they want
a rab jacket is great for an outside lash. You know, I'm a single man. I love being around people.
I know.
I love
are.
Connecting with people. I love meeting people.
But everyone
I love doing deals.
I know, but everyone listens to this podcast because we're the ones who are meant to bring a smile to their faces, lift their spirits, and give them a dose of sort of dopamine and happiness.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So I'm snap out of it.
Yeah, snap out of it, please.
Say, hold on. Unside. Chat.
There you are. You're back in the room.
I'm back
good
in the
to
room.
Hear.
Sorry
Arch.
About that.
No worries. You know, we all have emotions.
Sorry,
but
that lockdown's got me going.
Mate,
it's
of course
got me going,
it does,
but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. And we've got a mega guest this week.
Well, we do. You know,
Mega guest.
One of England's greatest sons, Mr. Darren Goff. How excited
Goffy,
are you to chew the fat with him?
The Dazzler.
Yeah, the Rhino. How excited are you to sort of even be in the same sphere as that
mate,
legend?
I'm very used to, I'm used to this kind of company. We get exceptionally good guests in this pod. There's a reason why this podcast is number one in Brazil. It's because we have unbelievably good guests.
We got a bit of flair.
People like Alex
Samba.
Marks, who was on The Bachelor.
Yeah,
do you remember him?
Yeah, I remember him.
Stellar guests.
Are there any things you're fascinated about, Mr. Goffy? You can't wait to ask him?
Goffy, for me, is a guy that, you know, doesn't have the three C's, but he's the exception. You know, he's got great chat. He's got a lot of coin. But, you know, the chassis is in terrible nick. And I'll be interested to see how he's, you know, how he's dealing with everything. But, you know, great guy. He'll have some good banter, and it will be one hell of a ride.
Well, I think we should get
all above the banter bus. Do you like that? The old banter bus. I'm going to bring that back.
Okay.
The old banter bus.
Well, let's not keep Mr. Goff waiting. Let's get him in.
Let's bring him in.
Commercial break. So the Rig Biz this week is brought to you by Manscaped, who are the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped is taking over the world. And guess what? A new exclusive from this week forth. It is now available in Europe. And if I was going to say to you, Arch...
In Europe?
Yeah, throughout the whole of Europe. It was available in the UK,
obviously. I
like what
they're doing business-wise. They're expanding, and that's what a good business does. And they're using us as a medium. I can understand, because we were connected to many people across Europe and the world.
Well, if I say to you, Germany, Spain, France, Sweden, Norway, Ireland, Netherlands, Poland, Croatia, Switzerland, Armenia, what do those all have in common? We're in the top 10 charts of every single one of them.
Right,
so no
sense.
Wonder
yeah.
They're trying to alert onto
those
the Europeans.
How many countries is that?
That's like 13, 14 countries. Just in Europe.
Countries.
Just
we,
in Europe.
When we get out of bloody lockdown, we are touring those places.
Okay. Well, Europe's about to get a lot less hairy. That's right, folks. If you live in the EU, you can now purchase Manscaped products. So for all those listeners across the continent who love our chat, you can also
love our discount codes.
We
might not be part of the European Union much longer, but we are giving you some seriously good chat here. So go up and buy it, you know. I'd imagine the people listening to the countries are quite well off.
Well, I think so. They all love rugby. Yeah. So if you live there and you've gone years without using the right tools for the job, it's now time to get on the Manscaped bus. The only thing I'm a bit worried about
the banter bus.
Is aren't Europeans famously sort of hairy below the belt? Have you ever been with a European lady?
Yeah. I've dabbled. I've got a little globe in my study at home, and I put a dot on each sort of person I've got with from each nationality.
Right, okay.
And
so I can imagine it's quite sparse.
No. There's quite a few dots. Yeah.
Well, guys, if you haven't tried that Lawnmower 3.0, the electric trimmer, you've been missing out. This is the greatest ball hair trimmer on planet Earth, and Archie will vouch for that. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents to keep your nuts smooth. Like a baby's bottom.
That's the nice thing is that my balls and, you know, my nether regions will be so lean during this lockdown. I have a lot of time to really go in there and sort it all out.
Well, one thing I've noticed is your lack of nose hair and ear hair. It was protruding slightly last week, but now you've used their new product, which is the Weed Whacker, which comes in the Manscaped Performance Package, which is just launched, and you guys can get hold of that.
Guys, rule of... Please don't use that anywhere else than your nose and your ears.
What?
No, just saying.
Did you try?
Just carry on, yeah. Just no,
are you
not
sure?
At all. No, just carry on.
You're saying, sitting somewhat uncomfortably there. Okay, well, guys, let's get that bush to tush clean so you can be prepared at all times.
Guys, just go and bloody buy it, okay? They're paying us to tell you, so go and do it.
It's also November. You can use it on your beard for your moustache, but most importantly, and I know you like to do this, Archie, top lip banter for your head downstairs, as it were.
Yeah. I have top lip banter upstairs and downstairs and behind me.
Behind?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that must have taken some work. Well, guys, get 20% off and free shipping with the code RIGBIZ20 at uk.manscaped.com. Your balls, your face, your belly, your butt, everything. Well, thank you. There
That's
he is.
That's a hell of a chassis.
How you doing, guys?
All good. Thanks so much for coming on, mate.
How was the Cotswolds, Dazza?
Well, we give it a miss in the end, so we're going to go next week instead. I went golfing today. That's where I've got my golfing kit on, mate. Yeah. I've just joined a lovely exclusive club called the Eligo Club. It's pretty impressive. You've got to check it out. With you being the CEO at Clapham as well, you might be able to get in.
Yeah,
you have to go through a tough interview process, though, boys.
What's the process for the interview process? I'm quite astute when it comes to interviews.
Having plenty of coin.
Yep, tick.
Yeah, and being able to socialise.
Sure.
Amongst CEOs from all around the world.
Yep. Well, you're speaking to one of the best CEOs in London.
Yeah, and be able to play golf. That's the most important.
What about, I'm guessing, chassis? You don't need to have a good chassis because they let you in.
Yeah, you don't need a good chassis or a good lift, so you'll be all right.
I think I'm going to get into this place. To be honest, Dazza, we've got to say huge congratulations on the MBE. It's something I'm looking at doing in the future as well.
Yeah, I'm actually quite disappointed it's taken so long, mate. It's taken me to get 50 years old to get this thing.
If I'm being honest, I had a word for some quite sort of high rollers in the NED, and I had a word and said, listen, this man is the exception to the three C's. Because he's got phenomenal chat. He's obviously got a lot of coin. And looking at your kitchen, Dazza, you are smashing it. But obviously, look, the chassis is not there. But that doesn't matter because, you know, I'm offering you an opportunity to come and, you know, come and join the chassis monsters for, you know, a week session. And we can get that chassis in tip-top nick.
I mean, how do you do that? What, just don't eat?
It'll be on a strict 400 calorie a day diet, and then a lot of kettlebell swings. But by the end of it, honestly, that chass, you know, your wife will thank me.
So 400 calories. So is it no drink for what? How long, for a week?
Lashing's allowed, mate. We don't count the calories when we're lashing. It's just a lot of protein and a lot of. We'll probably stick you on the vodka, lime and soda waters just to keep the calories off. But we'll allow you to have maybe on Friday night when we head to Inferno's, you can take a few bottles of that Whispering Angel and we can lash it up.
50 calories, vodka, lime and soda can't be bad. Is that the future, is it?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at a way to sort of go in Inferno's. You can get the mist. You can actually inhale gin and tonic so you don't have to drink it. So it will be low calorie. So you could just be in Inferno's getting pissed on the air.
It sounds good, mate. Pump it through the aircon units. That's really good. I like it.
Darren, before we celebrate your incredible career in its entirety, how's the manscaping going? And have you had to return that Bentley yet, which you borrowed for your 50th?
No, the Bentley's had a go. I've just got... I had to downgrade a little bit. I've gone for the S-Class Merc now. People call it an old man car, but do you know something? I like comfort, and it's pretty enjoyable. I've had it a week now, and it's a bit different to the Bentley, I will be honest, but the S-Class is pretty impressive.
My dad's actually got the S-Class, and sometimes... Alistair, he sometimes lets me go in the front with him, which is really, really cool.
Instead of the car seat in the back, yeah?
Yeah, he likes me in the back, just because he says I can distract him. I think it's just because I've got so much... sort of C.H.A.T. chat, it can distract him. So normally he actually, when we're driving together, which is a real, some of my favourite moments have been just me and my dad in the car, but he normally puts his AirPods in just so, you know, he can't hear me. Which is quite sad, actually.
Darren, I want to...
Dad, if you're listening, I'm talking to Darren Goff. He's not listening.
He's sick of hearing you, mate.
He's not listening.
Darren, I want to take you back to your childhood, sir, when you were growing up in Barnsley, of all places, and you seemed to be concentrating on becoming a professional footballer rather than cricketer, playing at a high level for a YTS team, which I see as some sort of trade union. So let's sort of whisper that quietly in front of Archie. But how did you make the transition from football to playing cricket for Yorkshire?
I always wanted to be a professional footballer. Everybody who knows me from being young in that pit village I'm from... everybody thought I was going to be a footballer. I played a little bit of cricket in the cricket season, but everybody caught me up. I was quite... It's like, I always believe when you play professional, well, play sport in general, there's three kind of spells. And at 8 years old, I was playing in under-11 football, and I was probably the best player at 14, everybody had caught me up and I was just dripping down the pile. I was middle of the pile by then. Weren't quite good enough at 16. I had a couple of trials elsewhere and ended up on a YTS at Rotherham United.
Sounds horrible. Where's Rotherham?
South Yorkshire. It's near Sheffield. Do you know where Sheffield is?
No. The first north I've been is probably Camden. But I don't venture up there. To be honest, I can't understand a word a lot of them say.
If you heard my grammar speak, you would not understand one word. I really have to open the old earplugs to understand what she's saying. She says stuff like, "Help! Come and get some water. Is there some water?"
Is she Yorkshire or French?
No, water. That's what they call water.
Oh, right. Wow. So, sounds exotic. I should have actually tried to maybe do a gap here around that. It sounds interesting.
You'd have enjoyed it.
Yeah, so you played in an incredible era of English cricket in a weird way, one in which we didn't win many games, but you were always the standout performer, getting man of the series acclaim, I can remember, against the West Indies, famous victories overseas against Pakistan and Sri Lanka. How frustrating was it, firstly, that you were always coming up against, you know, some of the best players to ever play the game, and secondly, that half the players in your team were at best mid-county standard?
Do you know something, mate? I knew that was going to be coming. The team in the 90s, the early 90s, I would say, where all the old boys, the legends that used to really know how to party, the Beefy Botham and Gower and Lamb and Gooch and Gap, they were all...
The Lords of Lash.
Yeah, that was serious Lashingtons. I remember being in New Zealand in 1990, spending a 6 months in New Zealand on the Lash, actually, with a cricketer called Dominic Court, learning my game. And England were touring out there, and those boys, every time, because you can imagine, we were like a stag do for us. We were just out there, a couple of days' work during the week, bit of cricket on the weekend, could do what we want. But every time we went in a bar, all those boys were in there, really knocking it back. Gower on the champagne, Beefy on the, obviously, the pints. And it was on and on and on. And I thought, these guys know how to party. And they were all really experienced and getting old by then. And so early 90s, they'd gone past the sell-by date, and it was a period of really bad cricket from England. But I promise you, from 95 onwards, I thought we had a very, very good team, some very, very good players. We just came up against unbelievable cricket teams. South Africa had made that comeback after, obviously, the ban through apartheid and all that stuff. Australia had by far the greatest cricket team alongside the West Indies team of the 70s and early 80s. Best cricket team ever with one of the best cricketers ever, Shane Warne.
Warney. Love to go out and clap him with Warney. I mean, it's probably a good time, Goffey, for us to tell people about our new venture, our business, the Chateau Neuf de Chassis, which will be coming out soon from Darren's wine company. It's Chateau Neuf de Chassis. Tell the listeners a bit about it. It's a fantastic drop. Superb for all occasions, and especially good for Christmas time coming up.
I love that. Chateau Neuf de Chassis. You could actually bring that out, boys.
Well, we are, aren't we?
Yeah. This is a partnership. We are.
Daz, we've been speaking to Anna, and she's been doing the business behind the scenes.
And luckily, I've agreed with Darren. He can have 15% of all the sales, and then we will donate 20% to my charity, helping northern private school educated guys get jobs in the city.
That is very, very hard. People don't like to give northerners jobs in the city, do they? I mean, it's getting worse. We need to up the numbers, definitely, on that.
Daz, I want to know, for, you know, one of the greatest bowlers...
Freddie, by the way, your interviewing technique today has been superb.
Thank you, sir.
This is easily one of our biggest guests, and you have reminded me of a young Piers Morgan.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He's been good. He's definitely good enough to be up there.
You're focused. We could do... I was thinking of this. We could actually do the Talk Sport slot. Maybe, you know, the 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. You know, when all the chassis monsters in the city are in the gym working on their rigs, we're just there telling them about, you know, just giving them the chat, giving them the bad... Delivering pitter patter.
Bring a bit
finest.
Of business to Talk Sport as well. Sort of help it branch out. But I suppose that's.
I'll be telling them, boys, when I go in next week.
Yeah, let them know if they need someone to come in that 4 a.m. slot.
You two should definitely have a slot. Absolutely 100%. So,
you're a wise man. You're a wise, wise man. I want to know,
Freddie,
though,
I've got to say, you are lucky you've met me. You really
Archie,
are.
Behave yourself. Dazza, I want to know, because obviously you're one of England's greats, and sadly you retired just before the 2005 Ashes, even though you carried on playing white ball stuff. So do you ever sort of lie in your stunning bedroom in the boudoir with Anna, and as she's trying to tempt you away, do you ever think to yourself, just give me a second, Anna, I want to try and think to myself, do I miss the fact that I never got to play in that 2005 Ashes winning team?
Yeah, I do, mate. Of course I do. Do you know, I played against that great Australian side. I could see them gradually getting dismantled throughout the years. Unfortunately for me, really, Test cricket came to an end. I know it says 2003 in the books and all, and cricketer and all that stuff, but really it was 2001. I was only 31. I got struck down with my knee in New Zealand. I had 6 operations. I tried to come back in 2003. I lasted 2 games and I just decided I couldn't do it anymore. So I played in one days and I got back into the England team, didn't I, in 2004.
You did.
I played in 2005 in the one day games before the Ashes. To beat Australia, it was always going to be a special moment whenever it happened. It was always going to happen at some point, but it took such a long time. In 2005, Australia were there for the taking, and England had some special talented players who were at their peak, as in Flintoff, Kevin Peterson, Michael Vaughan, Truscoffic, and they were fantastic, and they deserved that victory. They absolutely tonked them, didn't they?
Dazza, speaking about 2005, I mean, later that year, you asked selectors not to pick you for the tour to Pakistan so that you could spend time with your family, which is completely understandable, two wonderful kids and Anna. But then the next thing they know is your head-to-toe and glitter taking part in Strictly Come Dancing, which you ended up winning. Congratulations. But how did that go down with your teammates in the ECB? And also, what were your sort of, you know, quick highlight memories of that time winning Strictly?
I love that series. I got to say, now that your chassis then was looking good, it was good.
Mate, I had everything was good. The lid, the chassis, everything.
If
good.
Only you had Manscaped before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you've always got a Manscaped, mate. No problem. I used to Manscaped. I used to use the scissors back then.
Yeah. I've just be warned. Do not use a bread knife.
No, I'm not used to bread.
Because I've done that, and it's not pleasant.
Anyway, well, let's get back to the 2005 then. So, believe it or not, boys, I went on an end-of-season trip with Yorkshire back then. We went to Port Benouse, and we were having a great time in Port Benouse. And the phone rang, and I got asked to do a couple of TV shows. One's a famous one, which is out all the time, and that was a no-go because I'm scared of everything. The other one was the first celebrity Love Island. Remember that? 2005.
Yeah.
So what they said to me at the time was, listen, we got this TV show, which is perfect for you. You literally, they say it's called Love Island. You'll get paid £50,000 to go and live on an island for 6 weeks. And I said, well, what is the name of the game? And they said, well, there's a group of men who are known, celebrities, whatever you want to call them, and there's a group of women that are known, celebrities. And the idea is to try and match you up, because they thought I was still obviously single. And I said, well, it sounds the perfect show for me, but it's on national television. I don't think that'll go down well with the missus, because I just got back with her at the start of that year.
No.
So it was the right call not to do it, although the temptation was there. So Strictly came along and they asked me to do Strictly. At first I swore at them and said, don't be stupid. There's no way I'm going on a show like that. My mates from Barnsley, I'll never live it down. There's not a chance. No. But then, like everyone who does it, for the first 3 weeks, it was totally embarrassing. But then somehow, believe it or not, you get into it. You absolutely think, God, this is actually okay. And I was the first male winner. So it was kind of a groundbreaking series because it was always thought that men, I gave men the confidence to dance because
I was going to say, Goffey, I just want to say and take this time to say thank you because of you, it gave me the confidence to go to Inferno's and actually dance and let my hips move. Let my body just glide across that dance floor.
What's your go-to dance? A bit of cha-cha-cha?
What I really like is I like when Nickelback comes on. Anything by Nickelback, I bloody love. But when it just comes on, I like to do the tense my muscles, pretend I'm lifting weights is one of my favorite dances, and the guys, the rugby lads, absolutely love it. Like doing some squats and burpees as well, but I do it with a sort of dance twist. And yeah, but for, you know, because of you, you know, before that I wasn't one of those guys. But when you went on there, I realized that, you know, it's okay to dance. It's just, I just feel alive. I feel alive, and I know that, you know, when girls see me, I reckon they're probably a bit intimidated. You know, I am one hell of a specimen, and you know, when I get on that dance floor. I think they think, okay, this guy's got something about them, you know, about himself. And then, you know, they meet me and I show them my Instagram and show them, just tell them how many followers I've got and sort of, you know, show them my LinkedIn profile. And yeah, and then there's no worry, you know, I've sealed that deal. But I do love a good dry hump.
I want to know, you know, of all the hotel's rooms you've shared over the years, who was the best person and sort of the worst to shackle down with? And also, what kind of trouble did you boys get up to when you're in these far-flung places with not much entertainment? This is pre-Wi-Fi. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's pretty good when we used to be away, because I've roomed with some interesting characters. The most interesting character I roomed with was probably Jack Russell. Yes, it's his real name. Yeah. He's an artist as well, Jack.
Yeah, fantastic keeper.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But he's also an artist, a very accomplished artist. Very, very good. And he used to, believe it or not, I roomed him in India, and he put a washing line among... he always had to be near the window, overlooking wherever you were looking. And he put a washing line, and you weren't allowed to go on his side of the room, because he used to have all his paintings on the floor. But the worst thing about Jack, he only used to paint... after 10 o'clock at night. So you can imagine, if you're rooming with someone and he's got a little torch on and he's painting at 10 o'clock at night till probably 2 in the morning, knowing you've got to play a test match the next day. And he sat there in his string vest and his string underpants, which he always wore. He wouldn't wear normal pants. He had his string vest, string underpants. And he used to just be painting at like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. So you just get pissed before you went to bed. So you wouldn't have, you'd be able to just zip straight off.
This guy sounds like he's got no chat. He sounds like he might play hockey and live in Putney.
Oh, he's got no chat. He's got no chat, Jack. But he's a great guy, but he's just an artist. He's a bit mad. And he's a mega guy, but he just loves his cups of tea, doesn't drink, and loves a cup of tea, and he loves painting.
And now some words from our commercial partner, AC Limited. Investing your money in the future so you don't have to worry.
She was feeling 1972, grooving to a Carol King tune.
Comment la faire tomber amoureuse de moi? Bien sûr, avec une bouteille de Châtel Neuf de Chassis.
Is it too late?
I love you, Châtel Neuf de Chassis. Coming to all good wine stores, 2021.
Dazza, who was the thirstiest cricketer you played with in those times? And also, can you give us an... Sorry?
Flintoff.
Tell us your best memory, your best night out with Big Fred.
Well, the best night out with Big Fred, without a doubt, boys, would have been our parents came down. His dad, my dad, and a guy called Steve Armisen, who's a great guy. He's also a big drinker. And we beat Australia in a one-day international at Bristol. And we went out in Bristol, down on the water from there. And we were drinking with our dads. Our dads went to bed at 10 o'clock. We went, it was a Sunday night this, believe it or not. And we met this bloke, and he run a nightclub in Bristol. And he opened it just for me, Fred, and Army, and a couple of his mates. Wow. So we were in there, and he said, just put 20 quid on the till, and you can do what you want in here. So we had this whole nightclub full of about 6 people. And Fred were literally drinking out of the taps. You know when you push the tap on?
Yeah.
And he were drinking. And I got him into this drink called the Green Monster.
What's
which
that?
Is a Yorkshire drink, which is like it's a lager snake bite with blue balls. And it goes green. The pint goes green. So we were necking these drinks. Oh, and then we are the next day at Lord's at 2 p.m. And the last time I saw Fred was... We carried him to his room, and his missus was at the hotel room with his youngest kid back then. And I knocked on the door, me and Army, and we knew his missus were there, and just hung him up against the door. And she opened the door, and he just went and dropped flat. And that was very rare for Fred, because Fred could drink for days, as you saw when they won the Ashes in 2005.
Yeah, of course.
Just doesn't know where to say no. and he leant flat on the floor.
Jesus.
And all I could hear is his missus shout, "Fred, not again." This is happening too often. And then not long later, we've all seen now, but he doesn't drink now. He's a pure athlete.
Did you say that was the day before playing a game? Because I was thinking, did you ever have trouble getting to a game or being able to play due to the actions of the night before? Now, whether that be heavy drinking, heavy petting, or like a dodgy curry in India.
With cricket, as we've always been trusted, and I think that's where you get a lot of responsibility. But I'll be honest, in South Africa, in 99, the winter of 99, I got a bit carried away. But that was purely given permission. I remember we played day one. We had South Africa 140, I think, for four. I got 2 for 11 off 8 overs. I bowled beautifully on the first day. And then it rained from tea time on the first day. It rained the second day, no play. It rained third day, no play. Rain fourth day, no play. And when we left the ground on the fourth evening, it was raining. So in cricketing terms, we call that time to get on the lash. It's gamble time. Mm. We ain't playing tomorrow.
I love that time.
Yeah. Duncan Fletcher said to the old team, we're going to the steak restaurant tonight and everybody can just have a drink and get lashed. And that was purely, we were all together. But it's like anything. Once some people get pissed and go to bed, some people stay up. Now, I was just about to go to bed when Lee Westwood, the golfer, walked in. Ian Woosie walked in. Yeah, they walked in and they're playing golf, South African Open in Johannesburg. And they played two rounds. So both of them had made the cut. And so I ended up staying in the bar then until probably 5 in the morning. And then Duncan Fletcher, the coach, for some reason, had come down at 5 o'clock to tell me, but it stopped raining. It stopped raining at Centurion. Go to bed and get 2 hours sleep, leaving at 7 a.m. So I went upstairs, made myself sick, had a shower, and then I thought I was okay.
Got to the ground,
and I was up. I wasn't good at all. I was off my rocket, mate. And I bowled that morning. Nasser, being the evil man he is, he made me bowl 8 more overs that morning. And I went for 60 runs in 8 overs, no wickets. So I ended up with 2 for 70 odd when it should have been. He should have just said to me, "Have the day off, Daz. You've had an hard winter. Have a morning off." But nah, he made me bold.
Dazza, obviously you were famously best man to one of the most incredible and controversial figures the sport has ever seen in KP Kevin Peterson. Firstly, how did you become mates with him? Because you couldn't have crossed over that much. You were playing for different counties. So how did that friendship sort of, you know, spawn a life? And also, obviously, you were in charge of the stag do. Where did you go and how fucking loose did it get?
It's 2004. They brought me back into the side. And they said, you might not play much in South Africa, but can you look after this young talent we've got called Kevin Peterson? He's going to go back to South Africa for the first time with England. And it could be intimidating for him. So we want you to be his bouncer, basically. Mm. And he said it as nice as he could without saying I wouldn't be playing on that trip. So that's how it started. We got off to an absolute flyer. First night in South Africa, where we went out together, got absolutely steamboated. We came back to the hotel. We were both a bit loud. And then Paul Collingwood grassed us up, actually, to Michael Vaughan. And Michael Vaughan then told Duncan Fletcher that we'd been out and been a bit loud. So me being me and I'd played a few games. I nicknamed Paul Collingwood Toenails because that's the only thing that was hanging out of Duncan Fletcher's arse at the time. So we nicknamed him Toenails from that day on, and I still call him Toenails now, which he doesn't like. And
that's a great nickname.
So basically I went to the coach and told him that I'd been out on the last, you know, a bit loud last night and everyone too many. And I took him by surprise and he went, okay, no problem. He said, just be a bit careful. The boys are still playing in a test match. You don't have to play for another 6 days, but just be wary of that the next couple of nights. KP wouldn't go. He was scared to death to go and tell Duncan Fletcher he'd been out on the last with me. So that night, Duncan called him in, and oh dear me, did he come out and get an absolute bollocking. And that changed it. So that's the start of our relationship. It then developed. When I was his best man, one of the lines was, Kevin Peterson, the only man who fell in love with himself at 16 and managed to stay faithful ever since. And like I said, we just get on really well. And he didn't really want a stag do, if I'm honest, boys. He was scared to death of going out on the last with me. I took him out in Barnsley once with Flintoff. So we went, me, him and Flint off, and he'd never seen a human being sick on the floor and then drink his pint, carry on drinking. And I think it quite scarred him, so he was scared what sort of stag do we'd probably go on. So he said, can we just call it a quiet night and a glass of Prosecco or something? Or
not even champagne.
Whoa.
He didn't want to go on the last with me. He absolutely was scarred from our night out in Barnsley.
If you did have to say, you know, from your playing days, who was the biggest arsehole you played with or against?
Yeah, there's obviously a few Australians who I didn't really get on with, who I really, in 2005, were more interested in hitting him on the head than getting him out.
Sure.
And when I hit him in the chest first ball, it was a hat-trick ball as well. I remember that. It's the, no, remember the first T20, Freddie, you're a cricket fan, 2005. We played at the...
Do you remember it? Pre-test series to build even more atmos.
Yeah. So we played and we got told before that game, this is inside info, we got told before that game, we're not bothered about the result. Just go out there, loud music, enjoy yourselves, have some fun. Don't worry about winning. Just hit them hard.
Go at
them, give them full aggression, steamboard into them, any sledging you want. And
sounds like a night in Inferno to me.
Yeah, yeah. And so what happened that game? So I got Matthew Aiden out and then I got Gilchrist out the next ball, which is not a bad two to get, is it?
Not at all.
And I'm 35 now, guys. You know what I mean? I'm still performing at 35.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? So then in walks Andrew Symonds, right? Andrew Symonds is a bit... He can be a bit loud, a bit in your face. He intimidates a lot of people. So Michael Vaughan was captain and he came up to me and said, Daz, you're on a hat-trick. You've got one in test matches. Can you imagine if you were the first one to do it in a T20 international? And I thought about it for about 5 seconds. And I went, nah, I'm not going for the hat-trick, mate. I'm going to hit him. He said, what do you mean you're going to hit him? No, I'm going to put in a few slips. We've just got Gilchrist and Aiden. You want to get him out, surely? I said, nah, I'm hitting him. I'm having him.
My man.
And
then my man.
And I bounced him and I hit him in the chest, mate. And he was hard. He said, hard boy, Andrew Simon.
Yeah.
And he tried not to flinch, but I was right in his face. I had the skinhead back then. And I had a diamond earring, which kind of spoiled the look. But the diamond earring, and I stared at him and I growled at him so loud. And everybody just followed in. All the other players just followed in and volley abuse. And I think from that moment in time, that team knew that they could get in Australia's faces like they'd been getting in ours for years. And I think that was a massive... massive, massive moment, and I don't regret that whatsoever.
Honestly, it's uncanny how sort of our lives are entwined, because circa 2017 in Infernos, I was on a hat trick for, you know, bringing lovely ladies back to Casa de Cousin. And unfortunately, I realised the first week was a great week. Second week was a great week, but I bumped into the Putney Pirates captain, Hugo Smitherton Williams, who's a fantastic estate agent, but you know, he was stepping on my patch. And the third weekend, I was going for the hat trick, and I was hoping to take I was texting this quite hot netball girl, and all the boys were like, "Mate, you're gonna do it? You're gonna do the hat trick?" And I said, "No, I'm going in there, and I'm gonna show Hugo who's boss." And I lashed him off the dance floor, and although I didn't check that bird. You know, the performance, it warned him never to come back to Infernos again. So it's just uncanny how, you know, we are entwined in so many ways.
Oh, we are, definitely. You turned out the hat-trick for the good. You know what I mean?
For the good of Clapham.
I mean, the one player, listen, I go on with most players, and I go on most of the time with Graham Swan, but I did give him a Cal Taylor on one occasion. I did give him a left hook.
He's an arsehole.
Yeah, well, it was on that day. But as people know me, where I'm from, if people step out of line and wind me up to the point where there's no return, yeah. I just lash out. And
yeah.
Unfortunately for Graham, he ended up with a dodgy tooth. He's got dodgy teeth anyway, and a busted lip. And he never did it again.
Swanee, if you're listening to this, which probably we've got high listenership, he's probably listening. Swanee, if you're listening to this, fuck off back to Putney.
Yeah.
No. But he's actually, do you know something? He's got good banter, actually, you know?
Yeah.
He's a very funny guy, Swanee. But on that one occasion, he went too far and he got what he deserved.
You know, you love making coin and, you know, you sort of would do anything for cash. And
that kitchen looks phenomenal. It really does.
In one moment of your career.
I can't wait to come round and have some wine. I really can't.
And just before you started working with TalkSport, you became the face of Cost Cutters between 2009 to 2011, which is weird, as I saw you more as a sort of a Waitrose man. And also you were a ambassador for Collier's powerful Welsh cheddar, which must have been a real low in 2010. But, you know, then suddenly David Cameron gives you a call in February 2011.
DC.
You receive a call from the Prime Minister. I mean,
Camo.
You're going around cheese markets promoting a strong cheddar. And then suddenly the Prime Minister is on the blower, DC, asking you to stand in a by-election as a Conservative MP in Barnsley. How the hell did that come about? And can you sort of take us through the conversation?
David, that's brilliant. Now, basically what had happened is I was coming out of the... I finished my radio show every day at 7 o'clock. I get on the tube. I get off of the tube at Euston and I get the 7:43 train back to where I live in North Brooks. So as I get on the train, the phone rings. And it wasn't a block number. It was a number I didn't recognise. So you know you're a little bit off guard. Mm. So I pick the phone up and he says... I went, hello. He goes, hi, it's David Cameron here. I went, fuck off, mate. You're having a laugh. I said, this is one of my mates. I said, get fucked. Put the phone down. And then Nigel Adams, who's the Conservative member of from Selby and Ainsty, one of the posher parts of, up north, and he rings me up and he said, you've just basically told David Cameron to beep, beep. I know I'm beeping now because I swore twice in 5 minutes, but... he said, he's going to ring you back. Can you answer it? I went, okay, I apologise for that. So I rings back and he says, oh, sorry about that, mate. I thought, where I come from, I thought it was one of my mates just giving it bants. Mm. And he said, oh, don't worry. He says, it's David.
I reckon Cameron loves banter, so he'd have probably got it.
Yeah. And actually, I was surprised. He was very funny. And he says, I want to invite you to Checkers for lunch on Sunday with the wife. I said, okay. So we went to Checkers, which is quite unreal, really, isn't it? Whoa. Went to Checkers.
That's yeah. It's like the Ned. You know, very much like
Bill
the Ned.
Bill Beaumont was there. He'd gone for lunch as well. Just casual Bill Beaumont was there.
Billy B.
Will Carling was there.
Carlsberg.
He gets everywhere, Will, though, don't he? He gets everywhere. He loves yeah. He loves a night out, Will.
He loves, yeah. he loves a free lunch.
Yeah, yeah. So we were there. I mean, they were very relaxed. The kids were running around with Chelsea tops on. And he was talking about things. And then he said, can I fix up a meeting to chat about being the Conservative, going for running for office in Barnsley for the Conservative Party? I said, yeah, we can have a chat about it. I said, but I don't think that's going to happen. I said, you do know the history around the miners' strike and Maggie Thatcher and all that. I said, no matter who you vote in Yorkshire, who you vote for as a person, I'm quite secretive about it because when it gets out, you can imagine the stick I would get. Mm. And there's no doubt about it. It definitely got out. They released it. And then I got all the abuse, as you would imagine, from Yorkshire saying everything about it. But
surely they know how good the Tories are.
Yeah, well, exactly. But if you vote for the Tories, it tends to be a secret vote if you're from Barnsley.
Oh,
because
right.
I think the Labour Party back then were taking about 98% of the votes in Barnsley.
Dazza, you've been absolutely incredible, mate. I mean, you've raised over £1 million for charity. You're one of the best cricketers to ever play the game. And now you're a media and broadcasting legend. To give us your time, we just love it. And we can't wait to see you down in that kitchen.
No, thanks very much. You give us plenty of laughs in this household. My kids and the missus love you, so...
Well, send our love to Anna.
Thank you so, so much. We massively, massively appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
Darren,
you're an
thank
absolute
you so
hero.
Much, mate.
Mate, that's cheered me up.
The Dazza.
That has cheered me up.
Okay, well,
that was just two bloody good guys having some exceptionally good chanter.
Well, it looks like he's interested in going possibly into sort of the Chateau Neuf de Chassis with you.
The Chateau Neuf de Chassis is something that will be coming out in the coming months, and I think that will help people with the lockdown. And me and Goffy will work on that, you know, tirelessly. And I think the branding will be magnificent.
Well, the best thing about all,
I think it'd be nice to just have a picture of me.
I think
it'd be funny if I was picturing me on the bottle holding two bottles.
What, with your shirt out?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe your chef's next to Goffy's chef.
To be fair, I've got loads of photos on my phone that they can use. I just send them and they can do what they like. Welcome to the business news with Archie Cousins, sponsored by Suns. Cut.
I will never grow tired of that intro. I know I took the piss out of it a bit before because it is very Partridge, but that is quite something you've done with that.
Yeah.
You I'm love making jingles. What can I say?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite insulting, but it also kind of sticks in your cerebellum. So I suppose that's the point.
No, it's just great to have Suns back on board. You know, I say that week in since they've joined, mainly because I have to, but, you know, strong-led, strong shas, great chat, make coin. It's a great saying. And I think, you know, the hats will be coming out soon, won't they?
The hats. What would that saying? And I don't think we can all fit that and fit that.
No, we can. We can. I'll look into it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys kind of know the score now, but for those new listeners, we are partnered with the Incredible Suns.
There will be so many people who listen to the pod who have just got such bad schlids.
Yeah.
You know, just go and buy this stuff again.
Yeah.
Week in, week out. I'm just saying, go and do it. It'll benefit you.
Well, guys,
Now you're in lockdown. Get your lid sorted.
It's the perfect time. So they do a month and a 3-month plan, which I'll tell you about now.
You'd be stupid if you didn't do it. It'd actually anger me. If I get out of lockdown and I'm down Northcote Road and some guy comes up to me and he wants a photo, which happens to be quite a lot, and he's got a shit lid, I will be saying no.
Right, okay.
You know?
Right, okay. Well, Suns is a men's health brand, Archie.
It pisses me off.
Calm.
Giving you this for free, aren't we?
Well, look.
Do they get it for free?
Let me explain, Arch. Can I get a word in edgeway? Suns is a men's health brand that's helping guys with one of the key health issues they don't often talk about, as Arch was just alluding to there, how to keep your hair. They do this by offering free online consultations, assessments with doctors, and provide a range of licensed and medically proven products for preventing and treating hair loss. Guys, they deliver results in 9 out of 10 men. You're not going to be the unlucky 1 out of 10, trust me. And if you are, you're getting £20 off your first order, so you're basically paying nothing. So go online now, do a free consultation with a doctor, and results can be seen from either their 1-month package or their 3 months. It'll be seen more by the 3-month, of course. But, you know, these are cost-effective ways.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, I wasn't even listening to you there. I was looking at LinkedIn. What is it free or not for them?
They get £20 off their first order with the code RIGBIZ20.
Okay.
But it's a free online consultation with the doctor. So the doctor will tell you if you need it, what your problems are, what he recommends. You know, a proper doctor.
Okay.
You know, most of them are fighting coronavirus. But these guys are committed to keeping your hair.
Can you send me the link after this?
Yeah, I'm going to.
I'm going to fire it out to people. There's a few people I'm connected with on LinkedIn that have just got awful lids.
Well, guys, for those listening, go to suns.co.uk. You'll find the link in the bio below and use the code RIGBIZ20 to get £20 off your first order.
What do you want to know about the business world?
Well,
there's nothing I don't know.
Is we were meant to be joined by Elise Duffy, who won the AC Limited competition. Sadly,
what's happened to her?
She sent me a message saying she's having an incredibly busy Q4.
Well, she's fired.
Fired?
Yeah.
Fired before
not getting her on. That is poor time management.
Yeah,
you had an opportunity to get your product invested in, and you can't even make it.
I know. Well, she didn't think you were legit. That's what she basically said.
Well,
I didn't want to say it to you, but
she can jog on.
Really?
Yeah, she can jog on.
She seems to be quite successful in her own
No,
life.
She can jog on.
Okay.
She can jog on until November.
Well,
enjoy lockdown without any money for your product.
Yeah, well, what we're going to do is try and find maybe a runner-up to come on next week. But in the meantime, Arch, getting serious, we're about to go into a double dip. Recession. Well, we're in a double dip recession. It's essentially a triple dip. It's the worst recession for 600 years on record.
Yeah.
What can people do to bring some positivity to their lives?
Okay, interesting. I would pre-book your ski holiday for next year. It's a little tip for you, because then you buy it now and then you'll forget about it. It'd be a nice thing to look forward to. And that's something you aspire to do in the business world. A lot of stuff I'm doing in the business world now is I'm pre-booking stuff for like April, May, you know, dupes. I'm sending out to clients about, you know, potentially going on a golf day with clients. Something to inspire them to know that, you know, okay, we are running out of money. We might not have any money. We might not have a job, but
you might not be alive. Yeah.
At the end of the tunnel, I'm going to have a day with Archie C.
Okay.
You know, the magician.
So
the chief chat
fill
officer,
up your diaries
CEO,
now and spend money you don't have,
so that's
is
a
what
tip
you're saying.
Just pay for your holidays in advance now, and then you might not have any money for this month, but you're not even going out.
Well, guys, thank
that's
you so much.
That's one hell of a pod, Fred.
Yeah. We
are playing bloody well at the moment.
We're doing our best to bring lightness and dopamine to the listeners, and we'll carry on to do that for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
We've obviously, well, we haven't even talked about the fact that we were in the recording studio last week. How brilliant was that?
Yeah.
Christmas number one is now recorded, ready
Christmas
to go.
Christmas number one is very much ready to go.
Okay, well, guys, look forward to that.
People would say I'm a sort of, in a way, a musical version of Eminem of Clapham.
Would they?
Yeah, those lyrics were pretty good. They all rhymed.
Yeah, both such a sort of rough upbringing as well. Your life's in parallel to so many people. It's amazing, really.
It is, yeah, yeah. It's funny. It's funny, and that's what's really led me to this point, you know.
Yeah,
I've had to go through some tough times.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, guys, look forward to that. You know, there'll be some more information coming out. We're not going to reveal the names of the celebrities who've signed up, but Jesus Christ, we've got big, big, big ones.
Yeah.
We will reveal it close to the time.
Mainly me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we can't even find space.
That would excite enough people.
But also, we couldn't find space in an announcement to get all those names in. It'd be unfair on all of them.
No.
Anyway, guys, look forward to that. And in the meantime, I suppose we should give you some excitement for who we're speaking to next week. Talking about...
It's all about you.
You're
right. It's all about you, baby. It's all about you.
Archie, it's no time to go off on a tangent, mate.
It's all about you, baby.
Well, as you may be able to tell by that sort of out-of-tune squealing, luckily there's such thing as auto-tune.
It actually makes me quite emotional because that song in Infernos, it goes down the tree and it is so much fun.
Well, guys, if you haven't guessed, next week we are joined by the musical genius in his own right, Mr. Harry Judd, winner of Strictly Come Dancing a couple of years ago, and of course, the drummer for the multi-million record-selling outfit,
McFly.
Guys, don't forget that in the bio box below, we have all the information for the discounts for you guys for the incredible Manscaped products and also Suns. And also, we'll be linking Rex Club, who do all our caps. They've got some beanies coming out, some Clapham Falcon beanies, which are awesome for the winter.
I love a beanie that just sits on the back of your head.
Mate, these ones sit perfectly, trust me. I've seen them. There are a couple arriving soon, actually.
Oh, wow, that'd be cool.
That hopefully should be up and ready.
That would be really cool.
That should be up and ready for next.
That'd be quite cool.
Yeah, it will be quite cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That should be up and ready.
That will be soon. Seriously cool, actually.
That should be up and ready for next week to keep you
that's
warm.
That's probably the coolest news I
heard
during this week.
Lockdown. And also, Beaufort and Blake will link below. You can still use the code RIGBIZ15.
Yeah, but they're not sponsoring the pod anymore.
No, well, we're still linking them up till Christmas because the code is still going.
Okay.
So that was the agreement. You know, you're a man of contract, so I'm surprised you didn't read the finer details.
No, they're good guys. They're good guys. I like their clothes.
And guys, you know, without further ado, keep going, keep strong. We will get through this together.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. I think people...
Please, no more with that.
Okay,
Arch.
Sorry.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Thank you.